This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Japan's top government spokesperson Hirokazu Matsuno said North Korea may step up further provocative actions, including missile launches and conducting nuclear tests following North Korea's two short-range ballistic missiles and the launches off its east coast on Tuesday.
With regards to North Korea's military movements, we will continue to cooperate closely with the United States and South Korea, collect and analyze necessary information, and make an utmost effort on being alert and monitoring so that we can take all possible measures for peace and safety of our country.
The missile launches come as South Korea and the United States are conducting their largest joint military drill in years, and 2 days after North Korea test-fired what it called two strategic cruise missiles from a submarine in less than a week after North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ordered the military to intensify drills. The Pentagon's making its biggest defense budget request in decades and speeding toward a notable number. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The $842 billion ask is the highest since the mid-2000s, the peak of the Iraq and Afghanistan wars, and in a few years.
Just do the math. The budget will hit $1 trillion.
Pentagon controller Michael McCord says that may seem astronomically high, but says it's only about 3% of the nation's GDP. During World War II, the country was spending about a third of its GDP on defense. Deputy Defense Secretary Kathleen Hicks says this budget would let the Pentagon load up on advanced weapons systems and space defense, with the goal of countering a perceived threat from China.
To make sure the PRC leadership wakes up every day, considers the risks of aggression, and concludes, today is not the day.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
There's more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com.